Welcome back to 20s Life Hack with Rizky Paramita, and we're still together with Dery Rahmana Hadinata. If you haven't listened to the previous episode, we really encourage you to listen to that so you have a little description about who Dery Rahman is. And today, hello Dery.
Hi, Mita.
Nice to meet you too. We're gonna talk about what habit is, how to form that, and what are the mistakes or common pitfall about habit.
Okay.
So
the first thing about the habit is, I would like to try tell about the definition about the habit. I think the habit is actually an action that you frequently do in your everyday life.
Every day.
And you do this action automatically, and you feel you enjoy this thing. I think it's the definition about habits. And the habit itself actually comes from two types. The first is good habit, and the second one is bad habit. And people tend to do an action that it is falls into bad habit rather than good habit, because we as a human tend to do something easy, right?
True.
Yeah. So maybe some kind like you do not don't do some exercise. I think it's more easy for you, right?
Yeah.
And eat a lot of junk food, watching television every day.
Yeah.
I think it's easier for us, right?
Easier for us. Energy saving.
Energy saving.
Because
yeah.
If we take an exercise, then we're gonna be tired.
Yeah.
But
maybe our primitive brain is actually lazy.
Yeah.
And the good habit is actually harder for us.
Yeah.
Because it's more energized to do this good thing.
I think thinking about a longer term effect is kind of hard for our brain.
Yeah, right.
Like exercise is good, right? For us in the next couple of years.
Yeah. But in the immediate return, I think the exercise is quite tired, quite hard for us.
Yeah.
Because we can feel so tired when we do some hard exercise. Mm-hmm. But in the long term, I think it's good for our health.
True.
But people tend to get an immediate effect.
True.
Just for now.
The one instant effect,
right? Yeah.
Right.
So it is harder for us to forming a good habit.
I think that's what we need to train to our brain. That's kind of true. So can you share a little bit to us, like, also about every day? I think habit also about you can do it weekly.
Yeah.
Monthly.
Yeah. I think the habit is not depend on the specific duration of the time, because if you can do this habit automatically, if and enjoyable, you can maybe in once a week or once a month. I think it's habit too.
Yeah, it's a habit too. Something you do it right. You have like a specific case. Okay, I'll do that if blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, right. And you do it frequently.
Frequently.
Yeah.
But not always enjoyable.
Yeah.
I don't think, because like my morning routine, I think like several months ago, I found Medium article.
Yeah.
So this guy wrote about 7 morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I copied that because I think like this is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I crossed like 2 points,
mm-hmm.
because I don't think it's relevant to my urgency and priority.
Okay, so you remove the two lists.
The two lists. So okay. I have like 5 morning routines.
Okay.
Then I screen capture that. Mm-hmm. I save it to my gallery.
Mm-hmm.
And I save it as a favorite picture. Mm-hmm. So I can access that easier.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't come naturally to me. I mean, like, I put an effort on mm-hmm. forming that habit, those habits.
Okay, okay. So you just order the list of the habit based on your priority.
Yeah.
Right? And you just pick 5 of this list.
Yeah. Okay.
And you say about the forming the habits actually yeah. quiet, harder.
For me, yeah.
Not for you, I think. For us. For,
oh, okay.
Yeah. I think it's quiet or harder to transform the bad habit into the good habit one, and I think it's it is harder to build a new habit too. It's actually harder for us.
Yeah, it's not that easy, but at the end, if we achieve that, I think that's gonna be something we're proud.
Mm.
Yeah. How about you? How do you form your? You haven't talked about your routine.
About my routine?
Yeah, and how do you form that?
So I have in everyday life, I have 2 routines. The first is morning routine, and the second one is the
night
routine.
Yeah.
And in the morning routine, I think I have about 5.
Yeah.
5 kind of habit.
Yeah.
The first is I wake up on 4 a.m. 4 a.m. and I do some praying, and then after that I sleep again.
Okay.
And then I woke up at around 6 a.m. and then I tidy up my bed.
Okay.
And then I go to my bedroom, and then I take a shower, and then after that, I drink a coffee, and maybe some of drinking water,
okay.
And then after that, I check my email,
okay.
And doing some little exercise, like push up and sit up. Yeah, that's it. How about you?
I think more or less are quite the same.
Okay.
Okay, so.
And the night routine, I just only one, I think. Only one habits I always do. It's like reading a book. I set my habit reading 1 chapter every night.
Yeah. Every night.
Every night.
That's really cool.
1 chapter. And actually it depends on the pages of the 1 chapter. Is if the 1 chapter has a lot of pages, I think I should split them into several pages that I can read in the several days.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay, because you mentioned that cool habit, I also have a cool habit in the morning.
Okay.
That a little bit different from you.
Okay.
You said maybe not you but some other people as well, I do 70 sit-ups.
Wow. It's a lot.
But I don't know.
I just 30 sit-ups.
Okay, but I don't know whether it is a correct way to do the sit-up or not.
Okay.
But I did it 70.
Wow.
Yeah. But I don't have my night routine. I don't think it's really working. I'm still working on that. I'm still struggling on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a weekly routine.
Yeah.
To for girls, I think this is much more efficient to prepare the outfit for the next week.
Next week.
Yeah.
Oh, so you need to order your outfits.
Yeah, true. Like in
before the week comes.
Yeah, it's really true. Like in the next week, I wanna make a bright color or a darker one.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of silly.
Yeah, a girl's thing.
Girl's thing.
Okay. As a boy, I actually not really
care about the appearance. Yeah, I don't know. It comes out so naturally to me. So how do you form that?
The good habit.
Yeah.
Or the new habit. I think for transform from the bad habit into good habit and to build a new habit one, I think it's similar. I have read a book about the forming habit. The book, the title of the book is Atomic, by James Clear.
And Atomic by James Clear.
I think it's good books to for us to read.
Wow, that's really cool.
So he mentioned about the five important steps to forming a good habit or a new habit one.
What are they?
The first is make this habit obvious. You know, if you just make your habit you want to be obvious, like if you want to brush your teeth every night, you need to make it obvious. You need to try put your toothbrush obvious for you every night.
Okay.
Maybe you can put your toothbrush in front of your mirror, on the front of your wastafel.
Okay.
Yeah, and it is more likely to you to do brush your teeth.
Okay.
Rather than if you don't have the toothbrush in front of your wastafel or mirror.
So make it as easy and feasible as possible. Yeah.
Make it feasible as possible.
Okay.
It is the first step to forming a new habit one. And the second is about make this habit attractive for you. You know, if you want to toot your brush but you don't see anything attractive to toot your brush, I think it's not working with you. You just need to how to make this habit attractive for you. Like toot your brush, maybe you need to if I toot my brush, if I brush my teeth actually can shiny.
Okay.
Yeah. It's so attractive, right?
Make fun with the with those habits.
And like another example is like exercise. You need to make it more attractive because the increasing the dopamine. I think it's attractive, right?
Yeah. So this is number three?
No, it's number two.
It's number two. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I at the night I try to wash my face just so that every time I meet my other girls friends, so they will say like, oh my god, so shiny.
It's attractive,
it's
right?
It's just fun. So much fun.
Yeah. And then to build a habit attractive, you need to join in the environment that the people in that environment, this habit is normal.
Okay.
You know, like if you, it is based on my experience. When I go to Japan, and I see many of the people bring their tote bag. For the grocery, when they buy something, they put their bag and they have no plastic. The environment of these people doing these things similar. So I myself follow this habit too. I think the environment is make a great portion to form your habit too. It is attractive, I think.
It's kind of peer pressure. Like my friends in the office always do a weekly exercise, and then I think I need to do that one as well.
Yeah. So you need to put yourself into the right environment that the habit you want to get.
Or see what are the good things in our community and we copy that.
It's like
imitate
community, because the imitation actually come from three different users, three different kind of people.
Oh my god.
The first is the close one. The close one is like your family, your friends, your close friends. Yeah, it is the close. And the second one is the many. The many is come from the people surround you, the tribes, the people that commonly you see in your environment. You can imitate them. And the last one is the powerful one. The powerful is like, yeah, public figure or role model, your role model. Yeah, you can imitate these three kind of people.
Okay, so that's part of make fun, make it attractive.
So let's see another step, the step three. The step three is actually make the habit easy. You know, people tend to build a bad habit one because the bad habit is easier for us to do, right? So if we want to create, build a new habit or a good habit, we need to make this habit more easier than the bad habit one.
Okay, easier than the bad habit.
Easier. But how? You know that the good habit is actually harder, right? Than the bad habit.
Usually, yes.
So you need to split them into small chunks. This habit maybe harder, but if you split them into the smallest part, the easiest one, you can get it. You can do these small things easier, right?
Can we take example by brushing our teeth?
For brushing our teeth,
it's too.
Do you think brush teeth is harder for you?
Probably yes.
Okay, so maybe you split them into like
something bigger. Do we need something bigger than that? It's too small, right?
Too small, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're talking about bigger routine.
Bigger routine.
I have
exercise. It is harder for us, like doing some exercise. So just split them into a little thing, like in the morning you just wear your outfits, a sport outfits, and just a walk. I think it's not harder.
Okay.
Just a walk or listen to some music.
So we're talking about does it have another form of routine, like exercise? Probably is too hard, so we change that. Hard can be because of the time as well, so we can't put that during our time to go to the office. We find something different from that. We tweak it. I mean, like,
tweak it.
It doesn't always have to be running at the center of like some gazebo or what. Finding something easier.
Yeah. Just take a small step. Small step that you find it's easier for you. And then you make it daily routine or maybe weekly routine, and if you find it enjoyable, just improve your habit quality. This week maybe you just walk. Maybe in the next week you improve to walk in Sabuya, Saraga.
Okay. But I don't increase that. But exercise to me comes quite natural. Yeah. But I don't How about number four?
About number four is make this habit satisfying. It is for the long-term goals. You know that people tend to immediate reward.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're doing this exercise, if you're doing this, you can achieve this. Like if you watching television,
mm-hmm.
you get the immediate reward of fun.
Oh, that's
right?
Just what we have talked before, right?
Yeah, fun. But it is bad habit, right? So what about the good habit, like exercise?
Mm-hmm.
That I think exercise is have a delay reward, right? Like if you retaining your exercise, you know, maybe in the long term goals, you have a healthy body, right?
Yeah.
But it is delayed reward. But we as a human tend to achieve immediate reward. How do you think to tackle this?
Oh, I think I have one point that I forgot to mention.
Okay.
About morning routine. Also, while having the exercise, how I make fun is I listen to the audiobook as well.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I also do the shadowing with the speaker, so I can copy their pronunciation. I think it's really cool.
Yeah.
I don't really like about the reading, the writing. I don't really like that. But
the speaking?
Yeah, the speaking I kind of like it.
Yeah, because I think speaking, you activate the several.
Oh really?
The part several of the brain? Part of your brain. Yeah.
Really, I just know.
Rather than it's different from when you only read. You just a little bit of the part of your brain active. But if you speak, I think it's more attractive. Not only you, but maybe all the people. Maybe I think.
Well, I just
because
know it.
Actively, the part of your brain can active.
Thank you so much.
So the last one is make this habit satisfying. It is for
long
term.
Last one?
Yeah,
I think that's the number four.
No. Number four is actually make this habit easy.
All right, sorry, I lost it. Number one is feasible.
Make it obvious. Yeah, make it feasible.
Yeah.
And the second is make it attractive.
Attractive.
Mm-hmm. And the third is about make it satisfying.
I think number three is make it easy, number four is satisfying, and number five.
Okay, maybe I lost the five fifths.
That's what I don't really like if we copy the tips from the books, because sometimes it's not practical.
Okay, so I
close
my ears.
It's okay.
I close my ears.
It's really okay.
But it's a good one. Maybe. So make it satisfying is for long-term goals.
Yeah.
That's it.
So four things: make it obvious, make it easy, make fun,
make it attractive,
and satisfying.
Yeah.
Remember about the objective of the.
The objective for.
Of doing the habit. Yeah, that's
what
part of the satisfying.
Yeah. Huh.
I like.
Yeah. Make it satisfying so you can. Doing your habit continuously. So because it's satisfying, you can do this habit frequently. Yeah, I think that's it.
Is that all? Did we miss some points?
I think it's enough. But if you miss your habit, like you lost maybe you have a habit to reading a book every day and you miss them in that day, you can pay your habit in the next day. But if you get lost until 5 days, maybe just
something wrong with that.
You, you need to introspect. Maybe this habit is too hard for you, or maybe this habit is too bigger.
Yeah.
You can split them into small chunks. Yeah, you just introspect your habit.
I think that's part of the experimentation.
And maybe if if you miss until 5 days, maybe this habit is not worth for you.
Yeah, I think it's kind of trial and error.
Yeah,
I'm also thinking about, so this far I have daily and weekly routine, and I'm also thinking about maybe monthly routine will be like going to the market and buying some stuff. Okay. So I guess.
Yeah.
I'm also thinking that we should have like quarter routine, annual routine. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I haven't, personally, I haven't gone that far. But I'm really proud of my current habits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just makes your make your habit. You proud?
Mm-hmm.
You happy proud.
Do you have something else?
I think you lost the last question about the misconception.
Oh my god! But we have talked about 25 minutes. Okay.
About the misconception. Do you want to try to talk about it? The misconception.
The misconception of
about the habit. Yeah, you just mentioned earlier.
Or should we make another part of the
another
podcast?
Part?
Another episode? Yeah, because there is going to the office.
Okay,
as
okay,
well.
Yeah.
You need to go to the office, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we skip the question about misconception.
Oh yeah, or do you, if you want to, in
I think
case,
just one example.
Just one
for,
example?
Yeah, for the misconception about the habits. About how to tackle, to transform the bad habit into the good habit one. It's not forming a discipline. It's not. But
okay.
Forming the environment.
Environment.
Yeah. If you remember, in the Vietnam War, Vietnam War, when U.S. military comes to Vietnam, in Vietnam, this U.S. all of, I think almost 90% of these soldiers in the Vietnam use morphine,
oh, really?
Some kind like ecstasy, something like that, in the Vietnam. But when they back to their home, to the US, yeah, only a small part of them use the heroin of ecstasy. It's actually the environment. If you put yourself into the environment that make the obvious thing you use, so yeah, you.
So environment only plays a great role.
Environment
in building
habit.
The habit.
So choose wisely your environment. But almost all of the people talk about this forming habit like a discipline, but it's not. It's environment.
It's environment.
Yeah. You put yourself into the right environment, so you can create the good habit one.
Or choose selectively activities that are good in that environment. I mean, like sometimes environment cannot be 100% good, right?
Yeah.
There are,
I think, if
probably 30% bad activities.
Yeah, I think if the environment is bad, I think you should leave this environment. You cannot change the environment.
But let's say in the working, this is my personal experience, right? I don't really like to go watching movies. So when my environment like invite me to go to the cinema, I reject that.
Okay, so
because
but you cannot reject every time.
I reject every time. if they invite me to go exercise, then I will accept.
Exercise. Oh yeah.
Exercise. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. I think the environment put a great portion performing.
Yeah, a great portion, yeah. But they cannot 100% good.
Yes.
So
just selectively
choose, yeah, like what are the bad,
yeah, yeah,
what are the good, because yeah, we don't always have a chance to move from one environment to another environment, right?
Yes, right.
Because we need adaptation as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, the point is this misconception about the habit is actually discipline, but it is not. It is environment. Selectively choose your environment, and you can form the good habit for you. Even if you are a diligent person, disciplined person, but if your environment is bad, probably you can shift to bad habit one.
Yeah. I think I got your point. Like, if we are doing we are the only one who do that, we think good habit, mm-hmm, and everyone will see that it as not good habit,
mm-hmm,
because we're too different.
Difference, yeah.
We're too different.
Yeah.
So it's like find some group of people,
yes,
who have a same vision.
Yes,
okay, I
want
to be healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's really cool.
Yeah. This is just one example of the misconception. We're running out of time.
Yeah. But thank you so much for being here, Derry. We hope to see you again.
Yeah, see you.
Good luck for your career.
Okay.
Bye, everyone. Thank you for
Bye,
listening.
Gita.